At more and more hospitals, people with severe illness have the option to choose palliative care. Sometimes it's confused with hospice, but the big difference is with palliative care, patients don't stop treatment of the disease. It has more to do with managing pain, facing fears, and finding support. From Dallas, KERA's Lauren Silverman reports on one unique part of palliative care at Baylor Medical Center, music.
Usually it's IV poles being wheeled down hospital hallways. Today, it's a harp.
Well, sometimes I take it home and play it for fun. But yeah, this isn't my hospital baby.
Almost every day, Mary Liebus brings Joey, yes, the harp has a name, inside patients' rooms. Liebus is a music practitioner who plays for people with long-term illnesses in Baylor's palliative care program. As she delicately plucks the strings, Sherry Parks sits with a white blanket over her lap. Parks, who has colon cancer, remembers when Liebus first rolled in with the harp in August.
I decided when she came in my room, I would really like to take a moment and hear this lovely lady play a few songs on the harp.
Parks was moved when Liebus performed the classic song Tale as Old as Time from Beauty and the Beast. It's the song that will be playing when Park's 17-year-old daughter is presented in a charity ball this spring. As a music practitioner, Liebus is trained to use music to help people relax or find energy. If patients aren't able to talk, she watches their monitors or their breathing for clues as to how they're feeling.
I might start out playing a dance music and watch the monitors and see if, their heart rate's kind of going up, I better slow it down.
Another musician is just down the hall. Judy Ritchie has been part of Baylor's palliative care team for almost a decade, and she says you never know what to expect.
We face it all, everything from elation to death.
Sometimes she'll play for patients who are in and out of the hospital for years, sometimes in their final moments.
It's an honor to be present at that sacred time. The person who is trying to die is trying to let go. And so if we do something arrhythmic with long pauses, that helps them have a peacefulness and a reassurance that they can go and it's going to be okay.
Today, Ritchie is playing a tone drum for Sabrina Booker Murray. She has breast cancer that's spread to other parts of her body.
But I'm thankful. I thank God that he's bringing me through. And I thank these ladies because they're very helpful. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit emotional. They have really helped me to relax and to forget my problems.
Booker Murray had never been in a hospital where music was part of the healing and coping process.
My mother-in-law last night called and I said, someone's in the room playing the drums. She said, playing the drums? And I said, yes, but it's soft music, Ma.
A lot of times we think that patients need to have their symptoms managed with medications. But for many patients, symptoms can be managed with touch, with music.
Marlene McHugh is assistant professor of nursing at Columbia and co-author of a 2013 study on palliative care. McHugh says for patients with long-term health challenges, palliative care teams that include doctors, nurses, music therapists, even chaplains, can decrease hospitalizations and increase patient satisfaction.
We're going to see non-traditional health providers involved in the plans of care. And that is something new.
As a traditional healthcare provider, McHugh is excited by the idea of a more holistic approach to coping with chronic illness. The greatest challenge, she says, is tight budgets at hospitals.
So I think until we get private funding or resources or people privately pay, it will be limited, especially in areas where they don't have extra resources.
Hospitals are choosing to finance palliative care programs. There are now more than 1,500 in the U.S. And even with scarce resources and limited research on music therapy, some hospitals are investing in song. Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Lauren Silverman.